It's just about 14 minutes after 1 o'clock. You're listening to the KHSU homepage. I'm Danielle Orr, and I'm really happy to have Chris Joris in the studio with me today. And I bet when Chris signed up to join us on the homepage, there might have been still tickets for the screening of Embrace, which is going to be showing September 19th, Monday night at 6:30 at the Broadway Theater. But now there aren't any more tickets unless you know somebody that might have a ticket. So we're going to just enlighten all of you about the film Embrace and how you can maybe become involved and become a host for another showing. And if you have a body, you've probably experienced some kind of body shaming or body hating, negative body image. This is something that has weighed down many people, women and men alike, I think, for a long time. So let's find out more about the documentary Embrace and the Facebook page. And Chris Joris, welcome to the homepage.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Danielle.
So you're one of the hosts or hostesses.
Yes, or hosts is fine.
And why don't you tell the listeners that it's too bad there still aren't tickets, but it's really great you've sold out a big theater at the Broadway. That's fast.
Yes.
Really great.
Yeah. So we initially started out by trying to fill just a smaller theater. You have to sell a certain number of tickets for them to allow you to show the documentary. And so our goal was just to get, I think it was about 60 tickets, maybe even a little more than that. And so we thought we were going to have to struggle a little bit. Well, as soon as the word got out that that was what we were trying to do, we easily met that goal and then also exceeded it in getting into a new space in the theater. So we went from one of the smaller theaters into the larger theater. So we'll have about 120 people there. Like you mentioned, it is sold out, but I think many people probably did what some of the rest of us did, which was to buy tickets in support of the film. And so if you know anybody that has tickets, you may be able to see if they can help you out if you want to come and see the film. We're also encouraging somebody to try and get a second showing of the film going in Eureka. And I think that that's really something that's absolutely possible to do. I think there's a huge demand for this type of information and this documentary in specific.
And how did you contact the filmmaker?
You know what? I didn't do that. Susie Gaxiola did. She has started a new Facebook page called Embrace Yourself Eureka, or I. And so you can go to that particular Facebook group and ask to join the group. Susie is the one who started the group, and she can give you more information about how to try and sponsor another showing of the film.
You said Embrace Yourself or I?
Embrace Yourself Eureka.
Eureka.
Which... E-Y-E.
Oh, okay. E-Y-E. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not that quick.
That's okay.
I couldn't get that. I want the listeners to get it, too.
Yes.
So, okay, so there's a Facebook page, and that's really great.
Yeah.
And have you seen the film yet?
I haven't actually seen the film. I've seen the trailer a number of times for it. It's put together by a filmmaker. Her name is Taryn Brumfitt. She's from Australia. And after she had three kids, she really did not like her body anymore, and so she went about trying to change her body. She became a bodybuilder and lost a whole bunch of weight and competed in her bikini and all that kind of stuff. And what she found was she still wasn't happy with her body. And so she has a young daughter, and she just could not see living in a world where she gave that sense of poor body image to her daughter as well. Mm-hmm. And so she's set about wandering the world, talking to different women of different sizes and seeing how we got where we are and how we can undo what we've done to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, we were talking before we went on the air, you know, children are really so sensitive, and something that could be said to a younger child person during those formative years can really stay with you and change your whole direction and your whole self-esteem.
Yeah, I know a kid who, you know, took swimming lessons at one point and was very young, and some kid in the class made one passing comment about, hey, you've got a really big belly or something like that. And the kid, every time after that, wore a shirt in the pool. And still, later on in life, even though they had stretched out and grown and weren't chubby anymore at all, still wore a shirt in the pool. And that was a boy too. I mean, this isn't just limited to
That's
girls.
Why I include men in this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's important not to. I think for sure women really, you know, they're out in front with this, but I do think it's global.
Yeah, we definitely take the brunt through social media, especially, and not just social media, but other media, you know, magazines and television and things like that. And what the magazines start to tell you is that you are never going to be thin enough or beautiful enough or have the right length of hair or curly versus straight or the right color versus of hair. And that basically you will never be enough of anything. And if you internalize that message long enough, you start to have other issues in your life. We know that negative body image is linked to a poor overall life quality, poor self-care, eating disorders, depression, anxiety, self-harming behaviors like cutting or suicide, substance abuse, weight cycling, where you diet and you lose a whole bunch of weight and then you put it back on when you're not on the diet, and relationship violence. And I think most people don't think about, oh, well, how I think about my body doesn't have an impact on that. But if you think poorly of yourself, you set yourself up for being in those kind of relationships where nobody thinks well of you either. And you just need to be mindful of that and mindful of what we teach our children about how we think of our bodies. I have two kids and I'm constantly aware of how I talk about my own body in front of them.
Yeah. So. Well, it's so fascinating. You just said something really interesting. You know, the filmmaker experienced different cycles within her own body, but then it really wasn't actually about the body. And at the end of the day, there was still some kind of angst about, you know, even if she was thin and or you know, standard, excellent, you know, it's still in there. There's still some kind of experience that we all have within a body,
right?
You know, that's pretty deep, really.
Yeah, that we learn so early on to judge ourselves.
Yeah.
And not just judge other people. I think that we're harsher on ourselves, definitely, than we are on anyone else.
Yeah.
But, you know, think about all of the videos and photos that people put up on Instagram and Facebook about, oh, this person walking through Walmart who I can't believe she wore that to Walmart. You know, that's body shaming. And that's sort of projecting how we feel about ourselves onto other people. And that's not okay.
Yeah.
It's not okay for them, and it's not definitely not okay for us.
Well, we've almost run out of time. I'm really... congratulations for getting the theater sold out. And again, would you give out the Facebook page and maybe another way to contact either yourself or someone else in case you're interested in hosting another showing of this documentary called Embrace?
So the Facebook page that Susie Gaxiola has put together is called Embrace Yourself Eureka, or E-Y-E-I. And then there is also the webpage of the film itself is called bodyimagemovement.com. And Taryn Brumfitt is the documentary filmmaker that put this together. And you can, if you wanted to just go on and figure out how to sponsor a showing yourself, you can certainly do that right at that webpage.
Wow. Okay. And Chris Joris, thank you very much. I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thanks
for having
me. Come back again.
Uh-huh. And congratulations. Really a good place to start with talking about this.
I hope so.
Okay.
Thanks.
Nice to meet you, and we'll see you again.